Today's Mishnah in Masechet Idiot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Daled, Mishnah Yud Aleph. So, we're about to move on to a new sugya, which is, again, a machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, where Beit Shammai is Lekula. This one is about a Nazir, and he was Tamei at the time that he took on himself the Naziras. So he is mechuyev, of course, to keep his naziris only betaira. Since the Rabbanan made a takana, and that takana is that anywhere in chutz la'aretz, we view that as essentially being in a beis hakvaras, and that's the tumah of Eretz Ha'amim. So that tumah of Eretz Ha'amim is metame like a mace. In which case, if somebody is outside of Eretz Yisrael and is mekabel a naziris on himself, he's going to have to go to Eretz Yisrael to keep the Naziris in Eretz Yisrael. Suppose he kept his Naziris in Chutz Laretz because he had no way of getting to Eretz Yisrael. And then he comes to Eretz Yisrael 20 years later. But he already had accepted a special Naziris, let's say Stam Naziris. Of course, we know is Shloshim Yom. This guy was Mekabel and Naziris for, I don't know, 60 days, 60 years, whatever it was. It was an extra special long period of Naziris. And he was not a Nazirut Miruba, and he was Mashlim the entire Naziris. And then 20 years later, he comes to Eretz Yisrael. So now the question is, does he have to keep the entire length of the Naziris, or was the Takana of the Rabbana that you must keep Naziris in Eretz Yisrael, that was limited to keeping one Naziris, but the fact that this person, Lamaisa, Midya Raisa, of course he was already Yotzi as Naziris, were the Rabbanan Mechayev him to do the whole thing over again? So if he was Mashlim Naziru Tovi Achar Kach Balaretz, Beit Shammai Omrim, all he needs to do is keep a Naziris for Shloshim Yom, because the Rabbanan weren't Machmer because of the Gezerah of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim to keep the entire thing. Whereas Beit Hillel Omrim, no, they gave it the same din as the D'oraisa. And according to Beit Hillel, we are kenes him that he did not achieve any Naziris at all, even though he kept the entire 30 years or whatever of his Naziris, and he has to start all over again. So this is Beit Hillel Chumra and Beit Shammai Lekula. Next question. Now, these two sets of witnesses are also talking about a din of Nazir. So we have two witnesses come forward, and they say, Nadar Shtayim. This guy was mekabel on himself two Nazirut. So he has to be a Nazir for 60 days. Come along another two witnesses, and they say, no, we heard this guy being mekabel on himself five Nazirut. Close to a half a year. Now, they say beferish that we're talking about the Naziris, both kitot say. We're talking about the Naziris that this guy was mekabel while sitting in the shul at 3:35 in the afternoon on such and such a date. So they're talking about the same Kabbalah. So now they're makrishim each other. So Beit Shammai says, well, we don't have any edim because this is an edis mukheshet. One is saying two, one is saying five, and there's no Naziris Chiyav at all if the person does not say that he says, I don't know what they're talking about. I never became a Nazir. Beis Din would have no basis for forcing this person to be Mekayim and Naziris. Edus Mukreshes disappears. Whereas Beit Hillel says, now wait a minute. These Edim are Yesh Bichlal Chamesh Taim. I mean, the ones who said two, the ones who said five didn't disagree, did they? They also said two. They said plus another three. Fine. So ignore the plus the other three, and that you've got no hakosha about the two, and therefore you have to have the minimum of Nazir Shtayim. So even though he claims they're both crazy, I was never mekabel any Naziris, Beis Din will actually force him to be a Nazir, but only for the common denominator between the Naziris. Perek Daled Mishnah Yud Beit. This is a Mishnah that we had, fascinating Mishnah, that we... Shmuel Hanina himself being problematic on a Mishnah? Mute thyself, Shmuel Hanina. Mute thyself. First, let me keep going. You've been sitting making noise and beeps and all kinds of terrible things. Okay. All right. So then I apologize if it wasn't you. I don't see anybody else who's not muted, but we'll take your word for it. There is, however, a Moshe Handel hand that is being raised.
Yeah, isn't the Nezirut?
It's only Noeg to be able to keep it. Right. Okay, but this guy didn't listen to that, and he went ahead and kept it. You're talking about the previous Mishnah? Yeah. So this guy went ahead, and he kept it, and he didn't keep the Din Derabanan. Otherwise, the Din of Nezirus would be the same, as it's a Din of Neder. Okay, so this next mission, a fascinating, fascinating mission. Remember we had in Ohalot, we had a din of, obviously, the normal halacha of Tumas Ohel is the Tumas Ohel, which is Mevi'es HaTumah. Remember, there are two completely different dinim in Tumas Ohel. One of which is where a part of your body is over a Kizayis Minamet or something that's Metame. So then you are directly hit by that Tumah. Or if a part of your body is under a mace, you're directly hit by that tumah as well, up and down. That's one type of ma'ahil over you. But how about bringing tumah from one location to another location? So a person is under a board or under a roof, and under the other side of the roof, there's a kezayis min ha'meid or a maid, something that would be metame min ha'ohel. So that is considered to also be a type of tumas ohel. And that's that it's maybe a satum of oil. Now, if you've got a roof, but there is a break in the roof that goes all the way across the roof from one part to the next, then if it's a tefach of a break, the roof is not considered to be able to be maybe the tuma across the break. Now, how about if you've got a human being that is on the ground between the break, and he's lying on his tummy? So let's think about a case where you took a board, and you put the board one tefach above the ground, and that is right under the crack that's above it. What's the din? Well, basically, there's no din in Tumas Ohel that are all has to be on the same level. So since you have an Ohel, because it's one tefach above the ground, and it's one tefach wide, the tuma goes from the side of the roof that has the mace under it. It goes through the one tefach, goes all the way down to the floor, goes underneath the tefach, because why not? All of it is now being joined by another board that's connecting the ohel between one of these roofs and the other of these roofs, right? So that would mean that someone who was standing all the way on the other side of the other roof would be tameh because of that little board that was on the ground, but it was a tefach above the ground between the cracks, under the cracks between the two roofs, right? Now, what about if instead of that board, we had a human being? Well, a human being is sort of full with all kinds of stuff, you know? But, I mean, essentially, if we take a look at the real structure of the human being, he, as a vertebrae, he's a building that is a tefach high with his ribs supporting it and all of that. And then we throw in all of this stuff into the building, you know, lungs and livers and pancreases and whatever else. But essentially, the hard stuff is there, and that is a tefach high. Is he as good as a board? That's the question. So you have an Adam Shunatun Tachat HaSedek. You've got a guy lying on the ground directly under the crack in the roof that is separating the tumah that is on one side and another person that's on the other side. Let's make it Kalim to make it less confusing. You've got Kalim on the other side. And the Avir HaSedek is directly above the person that's lying on the ground. What's the din? Beit Shammai Omrim, Eino Mevi Et HaTumah? Look, he's lying on the ground. There's no space between the tummy of this guy and the ground. So where's the oil, says Beit Shammai? It's like a solid rock that's between the two roofs. And therefore, how does the tumah get from one part of the roof across the crack to the other part of the roof? Where's Beit Hillel Omrim? So this is Beit Shammai Lekula. Beit Hillel Omrim? A human being is, for all intents and purposes, chalol. He is empty. And all the stuff that is stuck inside is not viewed as something that is a solid piece. The solid piece of the body is the bone structure, and his skeleton is actually leaves a tefach between the ground and his backbone. And therefore, according to Beit Hillel, Hatzad Ha'elyon, his back actually is maybe the tuma from one side as to the other. And because of that, we have a classic Beit Shammai here in our parak, the last of 23 cases where Beit Shammai was lechumra, is that a person is able to be mevi tuma as if he is halal. Lovely. That concludes our parak Elu Devarim. And we move on, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow to start the parak Chamishi.